This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tonight. You know, people get picked on, but 4 months in a row took a toll on me.
Ellen speaks out about leaving her show, how she leaned on Oprah for support.
I got choked up.
And who could be taking over Ellen's talk show time slot?
I think that could be great fun.
Then, why Prince Harry's comparing royal life to The Truman Show? Plus,
people are going to always have an opinion.
The one thing that doesn't sit well for A-Rod when it comes to the Bennifer reunion. Kourtney Kardashian, ready for marriage? And a big night for TV finales.
Excellent.
Young Sheldon with his real-life meemaw. And what Allison Janney just revealed about the end of Mom.
I have my own theories.
E.T. starts now. According to Ellen, she was feeling all the emotions, relief, joy, sadness.
Yeah, I'm sure she was. You know, today she opened up about her ending her show with the perfect person by her side. Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, and she also faced Savannah Guthrie, who did not shy away from Ellen's work controversy.
There will be people who think, oh, Ellen's leaving now because of everything that went on.
If it was why I was quitting, I would have not come back this year. You know, I mean, it was devastating.
Of course, Ellen's decision to end comes after an onslaught of accusations her brand of kindness is a facade. Many former staffers also accuse her of enabling a toxic work environment.
I still don't understand it. It was too orchestrated. It was too coordinated.
Ellen is now taking heat online for seemingly victimizing herself and questioning how staff could be unhappy when her guests always had fun.
There are probably people who are thinking, how could you not know?
I don't know how I could have known when there's 255 employees here and there are a lot of different buildings.
Today, Ellen told her audience next season would be her last, and she had Oprah by her side as her pillar of support.
When you told me that this was going to happen, I just wanted to be here for you.
This show has been the greatest experience of my life, and I owe it all to you. I didn't rehearse the monologue, so I was okay until I started talking, and it became real, and then obviously I got emotional. But I'm feeling good. It's a weird thing to announce that I'm stopping.
Yeah, I was in this exact position. I know what those feelings are.
Next season, season 25, will be the last season.
I don't argue with the 19, even though I probably would have gone to 20, because I'm just that like, oh, I gotta go to 20.
Gayle King told me how the appearance came to be.
Ellen had told Oprah that she was going to make the announcement. Yeah, she had told. And she said that she had wanted Oprah to be there when she made the announcement. And I thought that there was something very nice about that, the two of them together. You know, there's all the speculation about what's going to happen to Ellen's slot now, you know?
Who is going into that slot?
I don't know. You know, I heard Tiffany Haddish. I think that was fun. Kelly Clarkson is doing great. So they've got some options.
Back to Oprah. She and her neighbor, Prince Harry, are teaming up for an Apple TV Plus series on mental health. Harry credits his wife, Meghan, with encouraging him to seek therapy.
She could tell that I was hurting and that some of the stuff that was out of my control was making me really angry, and it would make my blood boil.
To avoid the paparazzi, Harry says early on in their relationship, he and Meghan met up incognito.
The first time that Meghan and I met up for her to come and stay with me, we met up in a supermarket in London, pretending that we didn't know each other. So texting each other from the other side of the aisle. And I was there texting, saying, is this the right one? She goes, no, you want parchment paper. I'm like, where's the parchment paper?
Today in the UK, Harry's brother Will and his wife Kate seem to enjoy their visit to a UK charity, which included ping pong, soccer, and archery. But Harry told Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast, for him, royal life was a surreal and miserable experience.
It's a mix between the Truman Show and being in a zoo. I think the biggest issue for me was that being born into it, you inherit the risk.
Prince Harry likened royal life to living in a zoo.
From all that I've read and all the interviews I've done about Queen Elizabeth, that does not seem to be her life, and she has put duty before everything.
This morning, I spoke with Gail about her CBS special, The Queen Carries On, which airs tomorrow night. It's an inside look at the Queen's life and legacy.
As long as she is physically able, she will be the Queen of England.
By the way, Gail has a fascinating interview with Paul McCartney in this special, and you'll be surprised about his multiple connections to the Queen. It really is great stuff.
Multiple connections?
Multiple connections to the Queen.
Okay.
Come on now.
Gail with the win. All right, everybody's also buzzed about this one, Kevin. Bennifer 2.0.
I mean, of course.
We're here for this,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Everybody, I think, is here for this, but you do have to feel for J-Lo's ex, Alex Rodriguez. And how's he taking it? Well, now we know.
Shocked by their quick meetup. Surprised Jen and Ben reunited so quickly after their breakup. Our source adds Alex wants Jennifer to be happy, but the way everything is unfolded doesn't sit well with him. We're also told J-Lo and A-Rod have remained in contact since announcing the end of their engagement 4 weeks ago. The two plan to remain friends and business partners, but people close to Alex think that could change if Jen's relationship with Ben gets serious. Now to a couple making their commitment really permanent. Kourtney Kardashian just tattooed I love you on her man of 5 months, Travis Barker. Last month, Travis had her name tattooed on his chest, and our source says the couple have discussed getting engaged and married one day. Travis would absolutely love to tie the knot with Kourtney, but she doesn't want the pressure of getting married right now.
His kids and my kids are really good friends.
We're hearing Kourt's family really loves Travis. As for her ex, Scott Disick, well, he previously had high hopes that Kourtney and him might get back together, but Scott has come to terms with the fact that Kourtney and Travis are serious.
I'm legit obsessed with them as a couple. All right, Friends fans, this is gonna give you chills. The walking shot from behind, the theme song. Get ready for the one where they get back together. Friends, the reunion May 27th on HBO Max. It's all happening. It's happening. Meanwhile, tonight it's the end of the mom era. Allison Janney revealing that the eighth and final season was something she never saw coming.
Was it a bit of a shock?
Yeah, it was a shock. I have my own theories, but I've been told not to express them.
Nobody wants it to end. We're trying to keep the spirits up, and we're all hugging each other a lot.
You're marrying Sergeant Pepper?
Jamie Presley heads down the aisle on tonight's series finale as the cast of Mom says goodbye to their groundbreaking sitcom that found comedy through recovery.
Bonnie Alcoholic.
Hi, Bonnie.
Our show really talks about the real stuff. As hard as things get, there's always room to laugh.
I took you in because you couldn't pay your own rent.
Well, there's couldn't and didn't want to.
Anna had been cast first, and I went into audition. She was furiously flipping through the script in her parking space, and I was like, oh my God, I love her already.
E.T. was first on the set of the CBS comedy back in 2013 when Allison's character, Bonnie, fell off the wagon for the first time.
We have this sort of mixed dynamic of mother-daughter and also sort of best friends that kind of hate each other, too.
Anna Faris left the series after season 7. In a rare sitcom turn, her character was never replaced. Still, the show never lost its mission.
Hopefully we've given people a lot of hope and a lot of laughs and even gotten some people to think about recovery. And if we did that, I mean, you know, what else can you ask for?
Also tonight on CBS, it's the season finale of Young Sheldon, and Ian Armitage is celebrating some big TV news with his real-life meemaw, Mom A.
You're already renewed for 3 more seasons. That's crazy.
It's not me. Everyone has been working so hard and making this show so awesome. All I do is just stand there and read lines.
Mom A, you don't believe that, do you? This kid is so talented.
He's very talented, and the whole cast, I especially love Meemaw.
What?
Yeah. Ian and I decide to do anything a little bit crazy. I'm like, let's just pull a Meemaw on this and don't be home on time or something, you know?
Excellent. Ignoring emotions is where I shine.
So with 3 more seasons, could we ever see Ian's TV Meemaw, Annie Potts, meet Mom A?
Definitely. Just a couple of words.
Yeah, just a couple lines.
More of the grandmas.
Yeah.
I think we gave him an episode for next season. All right, it is going to be a really good night on CBS because there's also a new episode of Clarice. All right, let's keep the TV theme going with the studs of Law and Order Organized Crime.
The internet had a moment about your butt.
Chris Maloney on his best asset. But does co-star Dylan McDermott win for being the show's sexy bad guy?
I want to know, because I want to be the sexy good guy.
Plus, Hanson's history-making moment on The Masked Singer. We're with them today.
How sweaty was it in there?
Then, our wild at-home exclusive with No Demo Reno star Jen Todrick and her whole family.
We're on TV. Let's act normal.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I told you I can't do the show. I haven't gotten my second shot yet.
I got you covered, baby. Boom.
Well, that is one way to get everyone vaccinated. At least with Lauren, I stuck it in your arm.
Oh, I thought you got me right in the heart.
Oh, come on now. No. Leslie Jones is hosting the MTV Movie and TV Awards Sunday night. She is going to be wild. Get ready, y'all, because she's going to bring the full cup of crazy.
Oh, which we love. And by the way, here's a woman who is also bringing, we'll call it a cup full of crazy, maybe a mug full, to the home renovation world, though without the crazy costs. Only we visited No Demo Reno star Jen Todrick with, by the way, her super cute interview crashers.
Are you slapping my face? What was the question, Lauren?
We're on TV, let's act normal.
Jen's adorable family will be on TV every Thursday in No Demo Reno. Her mission, give clients a $1 million reveal without any major demolition or any major money.
Is there something that you should spend more money on in a place you can save money?
More money would be things that your butt is on every single day. So like your bed, your couches, as far as decor, plants, pillows, no, the cheaper the better. Under the stairs, we're gonna rip it open.
Give me 3 tips for somebody trying to renovate at home without doing that demo.
Okay, I would say first, look at your cabinets. Cabinets are a big one. 2, lighting. Lighting actually adds a lot of home value to your house if it's done right. The 3rd one, This is so easy, but like paint does so much.
You're on TV now, but you already had this incredible following online.
Here we go.
I feel like I already have a group of cheerleaders. I'm gonna get like emotional talking about it, but it's just awesome. Like that community means more to me than anything. And honestly, it's been so cool. Like such joy, honestly. Ugh, I hate crying. I hate it, it burns.
Okay, I did not mean to go all Barbara Walters on
Jen. But you got her.
We got her. Those were some happy tears. She's so proud. And her proud husband calls her Lucille Ball and Joanna Gaines in one person.
All wrapped up into one. Hey, Drew Barrymore is also getting emotional. What's the most romantic thing anyone has ever done for her?
All you can do is think about that person and you are just...
Romance revelations in tonight's Dear Drew.
We are talking all things love only on ET.
And speaking of romances...
That's a complicated situation.
Are Benson and Stabler headed for an SVU hookup?
Look. And I'm telling you, I've never told this.
Plus, how Joan Rivers inspired this new TV show.
My accountant didn't even know what to put on my tax return, so he just wrote Mouthy Broad.
All right, don't tell Stabler. Mariska Hargitay posing alongside Dylan McDermott with the caption, "Never trust a guy in pinstripes." We'll see if that's the case on tonight's big Law and Order SVU organized crime crossover. It is amazing. And I spoke to Dylan and Chris Maloney, and apparently these two are bringing sexy back.
Dylan, you're getting a lot of love for the sexy bad guy. I mean, a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Hey, go Dylan.
How is that?
I want to know, because I want to be the sexy good guy.
Ah.
You already got that.
Thank you, sir.
Tonight, Chris is lending Mariska Hargitay a hand in the murder investigation of Benson's brother.
I don't want to talk about the other night.
Elliot, you have to take care of yourself.
But what fans really want to know is, when are Benson and Stabler finally going to get romantic?
That's a complicated situation. With me being a recent widower, her having had moved on and now has a child of her own, let's figure this out if this relationship needs to go to another place.
Mariska's husband was really funny about talking about your relationship together.
Well, you know, we have our Sunday evening come together session just to work out all the kinks for the week. And I'm telling you, I've never told this. I look forward to seeing Peter almost as much as I look forward to seeing Mariska. Yeah.
Listen, also have to ask you, the internet had a moment about your butt. And it just kept coming.
I leave. That's
how just take a break. My had to get a publicist, number one. It's just like, yeah, look, it's very nice. You know, I am a man of a certain age. So look, if they're talking about, you know, good. And then if they're talking about your show, even better.
Dylan was just like, I'm done. I'm not going to be.
Well, that is just my favorite line of the week. And now to my favorite time of the week. It's Dear Drew time. And tonight, my friend is talking all about love.
I love love.
Me too, my sister. I love love. That's why we're on sister shows.
We're romantic.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, I want to get right to it. Dear Drew, what is the most romantic thing that a guy has done for you?
I had to play Meg White in The White Stripes with Jimmy Fallon on Saturday Night Live.
What is it, Meg?
I happened to be dating this drummer for several years, Fabrizio Moretti of The Strokes. And so he taught me how to play the famous song and do the beat. But that, I thought, was really romantic to get to learn, like, a skill set that I didn't really have.
I think that is very romantic. Very, very romantic. All right, Dear Drew, what are your favorite romantic movies?
I always love When Harry Met Sally.
Yes!
It just makes you feel good about love.
All right, here's our last one. Dear Drew, what's the first sign that you are falling in love?
I'm in love.
When all of a sudden, all you can do is think about that person and did they call? Did they text? It's like your brain literally grows a beautiful, sexy fog and you are just.
I love it. I love it, Drew. We will see you next week. Ah, you're just the best. And by the way, make sure to catch Drew co-hosting the 8 o'clock hour of CBS This Morning with Gayle King this Monday and Tuesday. Good stuff. All right, let's bring in Mr. Matt Cohen now. Hello, friend. You've got a new show for us to check out.
Yes, I do. And I am really digging this thing. It is super funny. ET is the only show to talk to the leading ladies of the new comedy Hacks on HBO Max. And when you see Jean Smart, let's just say, well, her role feels a little bit familiar.
Eat your heart out, Celine!
Your character has like this strange likeness to Joan Rivers.
Well, I met her 30 plus years ago. She definitely paved the way.
Everyone thinks their kids are so beautiful. Impossible! Look at you!
There's lots of Joan Rivers vibes in Hacks. Jean plays Deborah Vance, a legendary comedian with a diva attitude.
My accountant didn't even know what to put on my tax return, so he just wrote mouthy broad.
The 10-episode comedy premieres today on HBO Max. Caitlin Olsen from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is Jean's TV daughter, while newcomer Hannah Einbinder plays the young comedy writer Jean hires to freshen up her act.
Deborah Vance is intrigued by the idea of you writing jokes for her.
The QVC Moo Moo lady?
They're caftans.
Let me ask you, Hannah, I heard a rumor that you got your SAG card on this project. Is that true?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I found out very late that this was Hannah's first show. I was like, what?
Truly, you guys, like the only reason it makes sense that I was able to like do this for my first time is because I was doing it with you.
That was good.
You know, I also asked Jean if we could ever see a reboot of her iconic show, Designing Women.
Ooh, say yes.
Not really. You know, she said since part of the core cast has passed away, like Dixie Carter and Meshach Taylor, it just wouldn't be right.
I get what she's saying. I still would like to see the ladies together, but I do understand. Julia Sugarbaker was everything.
Okay.
Everything. All right, coming up, they got off the Masked Singer. We're talking to the Hanson Brothers next.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Zach Isaac and Taylor, it is Hanson!
History was made on The Masked Singer when Hanson was revealed.
What?
They are the first band ever on the show. Crazy to see them, right?
The Mbop Boys just dropped a new single, Anna Lee, and an album is on the way.
Yeah, so you guys, you know, they were singing together inside the Russian nesting doll.
That's
so
awesome.
There was one question I had to ask.
Oh boy.
Take care, y'all.
Wow.
If we're being honest, how sweaty was it in there?
It was pretty sweaty. Part of the experience was the smell.
You definitely needed a breath mint of some sort.
Well, you are winning with this new album. What did you guys want to do with this new music?
A lot of fans, we know, have stuck with us through challenging times, and music is there for you.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.